T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Hey, man, this is important stuff. Look, and let me be clear. You name the business. We can play name the business, and I'll tell you, they're critically short on people. Roofers? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Contractors? Oh. Truckers? Huge. You name it, man. There are restaurants closing down some days. You name it. Lawn care? Oh, yeah. Gas stations? Oh, big time. Giant Eagle? Big time. Everyone is short people. I can't figure it out. I just can't. But here's where the rubber meets the road when it comes to life and death. And across the country, it's crazy what's happening in nursing. Man, the shortage and now the competitive nature to try and grab this nurse or grab that nurse. And my concern is public safety. And I'm going to give you a couple examples. West Virginia is going to pay you $15,000 bonus just to go down there and work. I have friends and family in nursing. Who are going to travel. They're young. They're going to travel to Cali and make $4,500 a week after taxes in nursing. That's take home, brothers and sisters. And that's working 3 days a week, 12-hour shifts. But they're leaving really important jobs here. And then when they leave that job here, the big players in healthcare have to bring someone in to replace them at a bizarre salary. It's crazy town and crazy times, leaving behind senior nurses who are now hacked. Hey, why ain't I getting paid? But if we're honest about it, and by the way, if you're making $4,500 to $5,000 a week take home, we're pushing $250,000, $300,000 a year in Cali as a nurse. It's more than most doctors. I'm serious. So, this ain't no joke, man. But it's true. And it's happening. And here's why I love my relationship with UPMC. They take on the tough questions. This is a vital question. It just is. And if we can't answer it, and they can't answer it, then we have real problems. The best at this is Holly Lorenz, the chief nursing executive at UPMC. Holly, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Marty. Thanks for having me on for such a tough topic that no one thought we'd really ever have to talk about.
Boy, this is, what you just said is so profound. I come from a family, man, my sister's been a nurse as long as I've been in broadcasting, and she's loved every day of it, and I have nieces in nursing. It goes way, way, way beyond anything I ever imagined that a young woman could go to California, who's 23, and make $5,000 a week take home, working 3 days after taxes, leaving behind a job in an ICU and critical at UPMC that's really important. I mean, how the hell do you replace her? And you can't raise salaries for every nurse. It's a disaster, right?
Well, it does seem incredibly unprecedented, and it's like this perfect storm that has hit, as you described, the nation, but particularly healthcare. And it is a challenge that I think that we have to hit head on. I know that, as you said, it's not a national, it's a national problem as well as regional. It's interesting. I was sent an article a couple months ago, and it said that 41% of the people who are working globally in any role, not even healthcare, we're looking at changing their role in the next 12 months.
I believe it.
We don't know how to respond to that, right? And so we have been trying to, at UPMC, put together some really, really, really unique programs, some very different programs that are focused both on our new nurses and those that have been loyal, experienced nurses, because they have been through unprecedented year and a half.
Holly, did you ever imagine, come on, and you're the best in the business anywhere in the country. Could you ever imagine a nurse, quite frankly, and I'm not saying they're not valuable, making $7,000 a week, which is a lot more than your average doctor. Could you ever have thought that was possible?
No, I never did think
no
that.
No way. And how does a healthcare system that's trying to save lives and maintain costs, how the hell could you manage that in any capacity, Holly?
Well, I think I'm blessed to be surrounded by experts who are really willing and capable of attacking this. And it is an attack that we feel that we're undergoing. And so we have started to put together some really focused small groups that are working on very specific incentives and initiatives and programs for not just our nursing staff, but all of our healthcare workers. Because, you know, it isn't just nursing who's faced with this, but it's the salaries that you see that are really disruptive to everything that's happening for sure.
It's so true. And let's be blunt. There is no way in the world a healthcare system can maintain this. So this notion that, oh my God, that nurse is making $7,000 a week and I've been here 25 years and I make $3,000. I get that. I really do. Heck, I make $2,500. Heck, I make $2,000. I get that. But there's no way you can say to every nurse left behind, you know what, you're right. We're going to pay you $7,000. It would blow up the system, would it not?
It would. It would make healthcare unaffordable
right on.
As well. So there is a lot of levers in this that, you know, you really have to consider. But most importantly, it's the people who are taking care of the patients and how we really find unique programs to support them, to show them their value, to incentivize them maybe in ways very differently than agency and travel nursing does.
Yeah, I know your history and your background and you're legendary and you have a great rep and you're so mature about this and you truly know how a nurse thinks because you are and get it. So what do you tell a nurse? I have this email from this angry nurse. What about us, Marty? You know, what do you tell a nurse that's been there 25 years and a young person comes in and makes $7,000 a week? How do you approach that? How do you reward that without them being bitter? Which, by the way, I would probably be. If they brought in a host tomorrow and paid them four times what I'm making. How do you manage that, Holly?
So I think, first of all, we need to listen to what our staff are saying. They have been through a year that has been obviously emotionally challenging, physically challenging, spiritually challenging for many, and at the same time are exhausted. Yet we know that they are caring for each other. They have been instrumental in caring for our patients in hospitals and in the community, and they've actually been family support for patients when families couldn't come into the hospitals for visitation. And so with that, we've been obviously also recruiting for agency. We have very lucrative sign-on bonuses for both experienced nurses and new graduate nurses. But we're also looking at what is a experienced nurse looking for and what is maybe a new nurse looking for, because they're very different.
Right.
And so we've been looking at immediately throughout the course of this last year and a half, and actually even the last 3 months seem to be significantly different from what the healthcare workforce looks like because of these agency rates, providing new programs that really recognize the years of experience and expertise people bring to a role. We're focusing initiatives even in what we can do it's called a life stages program. It actually allows people transitioning to retirement to do it in a way that's less physically demanding.
Nice.
Allows them to certainly still work at the bedside, but also to have full-time benefits without working full-time.
Holly, can you hang for a few minutes?
Absolutely.
It's important stuff. It's unprecedented in healthcare. And by the way, if I'm 23 years old and I've had experience in an ICU at UPMC and someone says to me, hey, look, we'll pay you $5,000 a week, take home after taxes, I'm out. And I'll tell you why. It's not as much greed, man, but these kids and their kids, they have college loans, man. You pay off your college loans in a year. You can do something you never imagined, move out of mom and dad's basement. I'm serious about this. And you travel and do this. But it's created a bizarre world in medicine because, so the traveling nurses, they go to Houston. I talked to a woman yesterday. She's making $8,000 a week in Houston. Fine. But they come in there and they're like the enemy because all the veteran nurses are angry with them and there's resentment. Man, it's the perfect storm. And Holly Lorenz from UPMC, it is unprecedented. And it does cause angst on the floor, doesn't it? When someone walks in and they're making, in Houston per se, $8,000 a week. It ain't easy, is it?
It certainly isn't. Our staff are faced with this every day. And, you know, for the many nurses that we have that are here with us every day, you know, if they're listening today, I would like to say a big thank you. It is these nurses who we have such respect for, and I hope the community understands what they're going through. And can I put a little plug in?
What oh, sure.
Would really help nurses?
Sure.
So this is going to seem a little bit like a soapbox, but let me explain why it's so important. It's really about vaccinations. Our nurses today are caring for many patients. In fact, 80% of our COVID-positive patients in our hospital today are not vaccinated.
Wow.
These nurses are so overwhelmed with the worry and the concern and the level of acuity that these patients have. And they're doing this with patients who, in theory, if had been vaccinated, may not be so sick or so sick that they're in the hospital. This is how we can help nurses. As a community, nice. We can get a vaccine and then likely not have to be in a hospital so that nurses can be available to care for all of the other healthcare needs that our community has. So to me, that is a simple, very selfless ask that I would have to those who are listening to you today.
Couldn't agree more. And I have family members who have watched people die from COVID, and it gets in your head, and it's just not easy. It's an unbelievable commitment to saving lives. It's an unbelievable career path. Hey, tell the average patient out there, should I be worried if I check into a hospital there's not enough staff? Are we reaching that point?
I think our staff are absolutely stressed. Stressed to the limit with what they're dealing with from a level of illness, but also with the level of continued people that we see that are coming in. I think one of the worries that staff have right now is that we're seeing an increase, obviously, regionally and across the state. They are so consumed with concern that this could increase like it did in November and December, and they are emotionally not capable, possibly, of dealing with this level of illness, the level of, you know, people passing away that we had. So I think that worries them as much as being able to have a team surrounding them to help them care for people. And so that's where a lot of our focus has been, in fact, endlessly over the last few weeks, of trying to come up with new programs to market that really not just are focused on a short-term fix for staff, but how we start to build programs that incentivize nurses to stay, that pay them more for staying, and it isn't a one-time payment that they get because they're going to give us a few years of experience, but programs that will continue year over year, so it's a salary that's baked into their salary. Certainly not competitive with what you see from travel, but making a environment where they want to work, but also incentivizing them to work in ways that they hadn't been incentivized before.
Holly, I'm so grateful for you today. I think it's time that the public heard this, because I think it's critical at a time when they've got the weight of the world on their shoulders, these nurses, and I love them. I've never seen anything like it in my life. To watch them work is beyond belief. Thank you, my friend. Really, really appreciate it. Anytime, all right?
All right. I'd love to come back and tell you what we're doing, because I'm sure we have some new programs that will make a difference as well in the upcoming weeks.
You do it anytime. I'm serious. You tell your folks, we'll set it up. I'll keep you as long as need be. This is important stuff, okay?
All right. Thanks, Marty.
Thank
really appreciate the time.
She's fantastic. This is important.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.